If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/youknowbusiness.
Keep your money local. Bring it home to a Wintrust Community Bank, home of Cubs checking with free ATMs nationwide. Find out more at wintrust.com/Cubs. Member FDIC.
Let's play two.
Back! Back! Back!
High! Way back! It might be! It could be! It is! Holy cow!
The fly, he scores! Cubs win!
Ball! Game! Over! Cubs win!
Welcome into the Cubs Talk Podcast presented by Wintrust Community Bank. Sound the sirens. The road losses continue. Luke Stuckmeyer, David Kaplan, Tony Andracki here. We are calling an emergency podcast. This one was not scheduled, but when I heard Cap say this team is not going to win championships on Twitter, I said we got to call a podcast. Cap, what's going on? I know it was a tough loss to the Phillies, but you're off the ship.
All I tweeted was, better stop deluding ourselves into thinking this team has any chance at a championship. Holes all over the roster, just being honest, need to make major moves in the offseason.
That set off a firestorm on Twitter.
Yes.
You got a lot of heat back. Tell us why you're so upset. I understand the frustration after a rough night in Philadelphia. We are taping this on Thursday before they play the game. Why are you so frustrated?
Well, because since the day they were 25-14, the Chicago Cubs are 39-42. That is an 81-game sample size where they are 19th in Major League Baseball, 10th in the National League in that time period, and anyone that deludes themselves into, oh, we could turn it around, come on, we're the Cubs. For me, that's nonsense.
So you don't
81
think-
game sample size, under 500, you are a mediocre team, and that's just a fact.
I don't dispute that, but you're saying can turn it around. So you don't think they can turn it around?
No,
you don't think
I do
they're
not.
Capable of it?
I do not believe they can win the World Series, and that's what they're in it for. I do not believe they can get to the World Series. I do not believe this is a really good team. It's just a
do
fact.
Do you believe they can get to the NLCS?
I do not.
They're in first place. That's the
they're
argument on the
in
other
second as
tied,
we take this.
Tied for first.
Percentage points.
Yeah.
Out.
So, I mean, they're in the running for their division still. And we've seen lesser teams get there. But you're saying it's your gut feel, or you're just saying because they can't win on the road? This is all about the road, isn't it? Because at home, they look like world beaters.
But I also don't think they're a 680 baseball team at home. That's what their numbers are. I think you're going to get a little bit of regression there. You should be a little bit better, you would think, on the road. I just look at this team, and I think you got the second highest payroll in baseball, $218 million. You don't have any idea day-to-day who your center fielder is. You don't have any idea day-to-day who your second baseman is. You don't have any idea day-to-day who your impactful relievers at the back end are. So please, who your leadoff man is, please enlighten me where this amazing roster is.
Well, they've still got a lot of, you're saying there's almost no talent is what
I'm
you're
not saying.
Now,
I didn't say that.
There's a ton of talent on this team. A ton.
Okay, let me just state facts to you. Chris Bryant, I think, has hit like 3 home runs in 2 months. Anthony Rizzo, since June 2nd,
the power's
hit,
down.
Has
but,
hit
but
5.
You look at Bryant's numbers, and they're similar to what they were when he was MVP.
I don't see a team that scores. I don't see a team extracting enough offense. And if that offense doesn't magically turn around, that team has no chance.
Tony, we talked about this, the starting pitching maybe trying to carry these guys. Now, they've been banged up. I personally am more concerned about Cole Hamels than I am about road woes at this point, because I think the road stuff just might be kind of a strange thing and in their heads at this point. Cole Hamels has had two bad back-to-back starts here.
I think the road things are totally in their head. I agree with you there. I mean, they've even – Madden even admitted as much on the last homestand is that, like – and the players did as well. They know that they're pressing a bit because they have to get over this hump on the road. Maybe we'll see that, you know, this weekend against the Pirates, because they got only two in Pittsburgh and then that one kind of series series finale in Williamsport. So maybe that would, like, get them over the hump. But, yeah, I'm with you. I mean, the concerns from Hamels and the concerns from Lester's, those are the bigger concerns to me, the bigger worries than the road issues, because I do think that the road thing is probably more of a fluke than anything. Like, yeah, they got blown out Wednesday night, but essentially they've been in every other road game for the last month or so, and they're just happened to lose them. You know, I know that that's not like making excuses or painting it with this, you know, brighter brush than it is, but the fact that Hamels and Lester are pitching the way they are, that is very concerning, because those are two guys you talk about getting to the NLCS or World Series or anything else, even pitching to a division. I don't know how you do that when those guys still have like a 6-7 ERA as they have over their last few starts.
The numbers are this. Going into this game, 41-19 at home, 23-37 on the road. So they are one of the worst teams in baseball away from Wrigley Field. There is no denying that. The numbers show it. Cap, I still can't get over your lack of confidence. There's not even a hint of, I think this team, and I know what you're saying. You're saying, I'm being honest. But what happened to the good old guy that we loved that was one batter, one pitch, one out at a time, R-E-L-E-A-X, relax. You were pounding it into us in 2015. Relax. What has changed? Is it the lack of sugar in your diet? Is it the over, you know, was it the weight loss that's impacted you now a little more bitter because you can't have a donut now and then? Why are you so angry, David Kaplan?
I'm not angry. I'm just being a realist. I watch these games as closely as you guys do. I go back and watch stuff again on my app, or I've DVR'd it. I watch bullpen guys that struggle. I watch guys that I think should be impactful hitters not have any kind of an impact in terms of run production. I look at this team and go, last night, I'll give you one example. Back-to-back plays, you got Tony Kemp forgets to cover first. What happens on the next play? Cole Hamels forgets to cover first. Please don't tell me this is a once-in-a-blue-moon thing that happens, because they get their ass kicked on Saturday night 10-0 with Kyle Hendricks on the hill. This is an overrated team. You are deluding yourself if you think that team can make a run.
It's not about, but they can make a run. You don't think they can't, because they've made runs. I mean, even when you referenced
what
the 25-14 run earlier.
Well, they made a great run after the terrible start to the season.
Yeah, I mean, that 25-14 run, doesn't that include when they were 2-7 to start the season? On the season-opening road trip? I mean, that's still a run. I know that the 81-game sense is not encouraging, but 27 or whatever it was, 25-14, that's a run.
Tony, if you go back to last August to right now, and you look at their offensive numbers, it's impotent. They need bat Viagra or something, but they got to get this thing fixed out.
I knew that was one of the next things. But what I'm trying to figure out.
That's a year.
Listen, I understand the frustration, and I hear it, and I feel it sometimes myself watching a game at night. I'm trying to figure out, why does this feel so different than 2015? Not for just you specifically, for everybody. Is it because they won the World Series? Because in 2015, everybody was still preaching, we can still do it, we're going to win it. Did that change when they won the World Series? Why do you feel differently in 2019? Because 2015's team had flaws too.
But 2015's team was way more impactful offensively. It was. That second half, man, they got to 97 wins. They were winning regularly.
But at least you know that there is a core group of guys on this team that has done it, that has won the World Series, that doesn't have to worry about the history of 108 years. So at least they've shown you that it's possible.
Look, no one wants them to win more than me.
I understand.
You guys are there with me.
I get it.
But no one wants them to win more than me. I mean, I met my wife at Wrigley. We raised all our kids Cubs fans. I'm a freaking maniac about this team. And I'm just telling you, there's no team in any sport that means more to me that's in my heart. I'm just being a realist. I'm looking at that team. I don't see great defense. I see holes all over, as I said earlier. No second baseman, no leadoff man, no center fielder. I mean, really? This is $218 million? If I was Tom Ricketts, I honest to God would tell you I'd be furious. That's what I paid for, and this is what I'm getting? No shot.
There is a shot. What if Ben Zobrist comes back and takes care of two out of three?
They were 25-14 with Zobrist.
I'm not
with
listen.
With his 596 OPS,
I'm not
he
betting,
wasn't really contributing.
I'm not betting my money on it that Zobrist can come back and take two out of three, but I would bet your money that he could come back and take two out of three. What about your buddy Jesse Rogers, who has tweeted out, I believe, multiple times that the 87 Twins were 29-52 on the road and won the World Series? That means there's a shot.
I hope they do. I really do. Nothing would make me happier than for them to go out and win. I just don't see it.
But why is it – you still haven't answered my question. Why is it – do you think you view Cubs baseball differently in 2019 than you did in 14 or 15 or even parts of 16?
Yeah, because I think when Chris Bryant came up, Rizzo was a younger player, those guys – were hitting home runs. I'm talking run production, big home runs. I don't see it. I don't see, like, Rizzo, Bryant come up. You get an occasional bomb, occasional. But I really see, you know, there's a flare to left field. There's a base. Yeah, okay. It helps their OPS, all of it. I'm just not seeing impact offensively where if I'm pitching against them, wow, I got to really be careful with these guys. I don't see it.
Both guys are on pace for 30 home runs again. I mean, like, that's not...
Tony.
Plus you got Javi, plus you have Schwarber.
It's August the 15th. June 2nd to August 15th, prior to tonight's game, Rizzo's hit five. Bryant's hit, like, four. Please, we got to be fair here. That's not what they're being paid to do.
I mean, I get that, but... If the whole season, like you just said, the one pitch, one out at a time thing, you're taking these smaller sample sizes. I know it's not super small. It's 2 months. But you look at the whole season, a 30 home run hitter, you would have said at the beginning in March, if Luke told you, hey, both Chris Bryant, he's going to return from his shoulder injury, he's going to hit 30 home runs. Anthony Rizzo is going to hit 30 home runs. Jason Hayward's going to have his best offensive season. Wilson Contreras would have hit 30 home runs had he not gotten
hurt.
Schwarber's going to hit 30 home runs. You would have signed up for that for sure. So I guess I'm curious, along with Luke, why all of a sudden is what Rizzo and Bryant are doing not good enough? Just because they haven't been doing it lately?
Because the team isn't scoring. They're not getting enough out of their offense. Tommy freaking LaStella had 15 home runs at the All-Star break, and that was with 2 weeks of a broken leg. So it's not a badge of honor to hit 30 home runs anymore.
No, you're right.
I'm just telling you that you look at what they're getting out of their offense, and even Joe Maddon said, if we're going to turn this thing around, it's got to come from our offense. I have no confidence. Maybe they'll go out and bludgeon Drew Smyly and win 18-1 tonight. Maybe. Would you be shocked if Drew Smyly threw six impactful innings and the Cubs had two runs?
No, not at all.
That's my point. I understand many of the things you're saying. I have felt many of the things you're saying. I just never thought there would be a day where I had to come into the office and I had to give you that jolt of Cubby Blue juice just so that you could feel like there was just a chance. So you're saying there's a chance, Cap. They're tied for first. Don't give up yet. If it wasn't the one batter thing, then my other thought was, well, now wait a minute. Cap, you got to think about, is it last year that did it? Because for me, if there's one thing that gives me this feeling that you're having, it's last year. Because last year I went through the whole season saying, the back of the baseball card tells me it's going to turn around. It's still going to happen. They're still in first. They're still hanging in there. All these things are going wrong, and they're still in it. That's what I could say again today. All of these things are happening. Rizzo and Bryant power outage for like 2 months. But they're still in it. They're still tied for first place. I still believe those guys are going to hit these home runs this season. So that means the rest of the season,
nothing,
it's going to come back.
Nothing would make me happier. I don't want it to go this way. I don't like this. I'm excited. The game's down on our air tonight. I'm racing home so I can watch the Cubs play. I mean, my wife and I literally will eat our dinner with the game on. I want them to win. I'm just
I don't doubt
pissed.
That. I don't doubt that. But do you think the end of last season, the way it ended last year, that's what's impacting sort of dropping the one batter, one pitch, one out at a time and saying instead of relax, you're deluding yourself if you think it's a championship team?
I mean, there's a bunch of things, but when the general manager / team president meet with the media at the end of the season and Theo says, okay, guys, I'm here for as long as you want. Let's go. And he goes 72 minutes of it's production over potential. Our offense broke. And the biggest acquisition turns out to be Daniel Descalso. That's it.
But he's made moves since then. He has made moves. I will give him credit. Castellanos has been a move. Kimball was a move, obviously injured.
Great.
But
great.
He did make some moves.
Holland's been good against lefties. Phelps looks like he can be. I mean, Phelps has actually been a really, really big piece for this bullpen, as you've been without Kimbrel and C-Sheck and Kinsler and so on.
Don't disagree with any of that. And I hope they go out tonight and they start a winning streak and they beat a garbage Pirates team this weekend and take three. And they go, wow, we went 6-4 on the road trip. Show me.
So along that lines, when you mentioned Theo saying, you know, production over potential, curious your thoughts then on this Thursday lineup. Hayward's still out with a knee injury, Almora leading off. Is that something that incites rage in you as well?
Yeah, he wouldn't play for me. He would be my fourth outfielder, and he would come in late in games because I think he's a really solid defender. Lead off Albert Almora, who, if you go through the numbers, and I know there will be fans going, well, I like Albert. He was our first-round pick, number six overall. Go look at the numbers. Over the last 12 months, he's one of the five worst hitters in baseball. And he's leading off?
And he's even worse against lefties. He's been better in the last 12 months against right-handed pitchers, who is supposedly his weaker side. He's been worse against lefties and, again, leading off.
Like, why is Anthony Rizzo not leading off? If he's not going to hit home runs, and I love Anthony, if he's not going to hit home runs, why is he not leading off? He's getting on base at like a 380 clip.
I don't know.
Like Coach Q in hockey used to do the nuclear Kane and Taves on the same line. I feel like Joe's nuclear move is to
Rizzo.
Rizzo at leadoff.
No, put KB at leadoff. Put your
that's
best
what Tony's
runner.
Been calling for all year.
I've been saying that since March.
It's another guy that's not hitting homers, so maybe try that.
Go for it.
Yeah.
I'm good with you.
You go Bryant, Castellanos, and Rizzo in the first inning, guaranteed. I mean, I think that could help the offense. I don't know that it would, and obviously I'm not Joe Madden or anything else, but give it a shot, right? Especially on the road where you're not getting wins anyway.
I just wonder if there are deeper problems when Joe says, Castellanos, that's what hunger looks like. We all need to see that. That's what hunger looks like.
It didn't sit well with Rizzo.
No. And then Theo says the same thing. That guy's hungry.
So you think complacency has set in? Maybe since 16? Maybe since the World?
I don't think it's complacency because I asked Anthony yesterday about those comments, and he's like, dude, we're all hungry. He's not hungrier than we are. He just came from a bad team, and now he's excited to be competing for first place. He gets all that. But I think he bristled, and I just wonder if that's the, you know, part of a more underlying theme in that room.
Well, that's sort of what they were told at the end of last season, too, and I don't know how well it set with players, but because they were so bitter with the loss, I think they accepted it then. I don't know if they accept it now midway through the season when they're kind of, you know, I mean, they're still in the hunt for a division.
It's
a different time.
The old me would just go, like, you keep on pumping. Let's go.
One batter, one pitch.
Just keep grinding. And then I looked and I went, am I really being honest with myself when I look at this team and they have multiple issues? Multiple. They are not. If you list the seven best teams in baseball, they're not one of them.
No, but what team in baseball doesn't have issues? I mean, I know it's small sample size, but the Astros just lost the season series of the White Sox. The Dodgers have, like, no issues except for the fact that their bullpen's a major issue.
Do you know that Fangraphs, I think the highest the Cubs ever got in 16 was a 20% chance to win the World Series. And they did it. I've never seen it higher than, like, 22, 23. The Astros are over 30% to win the World Series.
That's insane.
Unbelievable.
It is.
They're the best team, Dodgers,
but if
the Yankees.
There's teams to get through. You don't have to get through the Astros and the Yankees until you get there.
Correct.
So that's the good news.
Just getting there, I mean, Luke and I were talking about this before the podcast, just getting there is the thing. So, like, the Cubs are capable of it because right now they have as good a shot as anybody in the NL Central to get there. Once you get in, you never know what happens. 83-win Cardinal team wins the World Series. The Rockies, who made it to the World Series in 08 or 07, whatever that was, where they won 21 of their final 22 games. Like, you just get there, you never know what's going to happen. And even in 16, they wouldn't even make it there if it wasn't for Javi's homer off of Johnny Cueto and this crazy ninth inning comeback. So you just kind of need something to break your way. I mean, isn't that right?
Like, we're trying to cheer up David Kaplan here on the Cubs Talk podcast. We're trying to get the cap man to put the big blue fist back on.
And you can't see it, but he just keeps shrugging at everything. Shrugs.
Now, Cap, I watched your Twitter mentions going back and forth. And your tweet was something to the effect of stop deluding yourself into thinking this is a championship team. Then you had the people firing back at you saying, you've jumped off the ship. You're not welcome back on when they start winning. How do you respond to the fans that say you've abandoned them?
Haven't abandoned anything. I'll be there watching tonight, and those people can take it. And
family-friendly podcast.
Can we swear on these podcasts?
I don't think quite yet.
We'll get Scotty to blur it.
We can bleep it, but I wouldn't trust it.
look, no one wants them to win more than me, but I am not going to be that guy with rose-colored glasses. Everything's okay, guys, because we'll be back at Wrigley next week.
You know what you sound like, Cap? I went and saw Miracle the Musical finally last weekend. By the way, it's awesome.
I heard it's good.
It is. No, you've only got a couple weeks. I don't know how much longer it's going to go. They are selling tickets through September 1st, through Labor Day weekend. You are a lifetime Cubs fan. You have to go see it. I'm telling you, almost everybody in the audience was crying. My wife was sobbing. My mother-in-law was sobbing. I got a little choked up watching it. You sound like the bitter dad in the musical Miracle right now. He gives up on the Cubs in 2016, and the whole family's trying to rally around, and finally he gets reeled back in. I think what you might need is to go see that musical this weekend. This week. Early next week. You're running out of time. You need to be reinvigorated as a believer. You're a fan. You're a fanatic. There's no question. You've got the fanatic and the fan part right, but your belief has been drained by these road woes.
I've been drained since last August when I watched this offense look pathetic. That's what's drained me from that point to this point. Like at 16, I just waited for Bryant to hit a home run, Rizzo to hit a home run, Javi to do
something.
There's
no question 16 had a different feel.
Yeah.
This feels like last year, almost a carbon copy. Even though there's different things going on, the gut feeling for a lot of Cubs fans is 2018. But that doesn't mean there's not a shot.
Well, the amazing thing for the Cubs is that there's no 2018 Brewers. I mean,
right.
Like, can you believe?
Not yet, kid. That started in September.
Well, but they were still pretty good before. I mean, like, the Brewers this year and the Cardinals have some major issues as well. It looks like it's just going to be a war of attrition in the NL Central. It doesn't look like a team is going to come take it the way the Brewers did last year.
And we didn't think the 2018 Brewers were going to do that in September. But what if the 2019 Cubs can be the 2018 Brewers?
You're right. Nothing will make me happier.
Some of these Twitter people don't want to let you back on the ship, Cap.
They could stick it.
That's going to be the quote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you feel any better?
Do I feel any better?
We have
better?
To get Dr. Leo Marvin baby steps to a win. Baby steps to the road win. Baby steps
I mean,
to
I'll be watching
a series
tonight
win. And baby steps to a championship.
I'm ready for tonight's game. I hope that they win, and I hope they go on this impactful run. I just have my doubts.
So, Cap, what would make you, if we do another podcast 3 weeks from now, say, it like right around, you know, the first week of September, what would make you say, change your tune and say that this team is capable of winning a championship? And I know there are holes, they're not a perfect team, but I believe in these guys. What would have to happen over the next 2 or 3 weeks for you to kind of get to that point again?
I'd have to see this offense look like a big boy offense.
So it's all the offense?
For me.
Okay.
Because your guy Quintana's showing it.
Yeah.
He looks elite.
I still think it has something to do with the weight loss. The lack of sugar, you've lost your happiness. Your cappiness. We need to give. How about I get you a donut tomorrow?
I'm going to pass.
Oh, man.
I just got off a 19-hour and 30-minute fast.
See? No wonder you're angry. You haven't eaten. We got to get you some food, some cubby cookies or something.
Angry cap.
I'm just being honest.
All right. We'll see what happens. Maybe things turn around here.
Go Cubs. I hope they win.
Maybe we get Cap back on the ship sometime soon, and hopefully the Cubs force
that. I'm not
that.
Off the ship.
I know.
I well, just... I've kind of moved toward the when
you're
the boat
dinghy.
Docks
you're
at
on
me
the
first one off.
You got a life vest on.
It's understandable. It really is. Like the way, like you said, from last August until now, I mean, there are so many holes. That is being honest. And everybody on that roster would tell you the same thing. Everybody in that front office and coaching staff. So it's understandable where you're at and where other Cubs fans are at.
I'm going to work on these musical tickets and a donut, and we'll see if we can turn the whole thing around.
I'll eat the donut if Cap doesn't want it.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Cubs Talk podcast presented by Wintrust Community Bank. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend and fly the W.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.